My dear parents, brothers, sisters, my dear children, today is the 20th Sunday in ordinary time. So we all heard the readings, first reading, second reading, and the gospel. So as usual, I have a question to you. It is a very easy question for you. So you all heard the gospel, and you have a book in with you, and you saw the gospel there. So what does the gospel tell you today? What is the message for you? As it is my responsibility to give the message, but you are also responsible for that. So what does the gospel tell? When you heard the gospel, something tells in your heart, something says, any theme or any message for you? Father, our answers are sometimes correct, incorrect, so we have no answers. So I will say my answer. So in fact, all the readings today speak of the expansive nature of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is open to the salvation of all men. The salvation is not confined to the chosen people, the Israelites. Now the salvation is opened to all people who believe in God, who believe in Christ Jesus. Salvation is open to all. There is no discrimination. There is no distinction on the basis of color, caste, religion, maybe rich, poor, maybe on the basis of language, whether you are pure, impure. Salvation is now open for all. We know from the Old Testament, from the book of Genesis, we know God chose a people, the Israelites, the Jewish people. They are called as the chosen people. And it was understood that God's salvation is only confined to this chosen people. God's salvation is only for them. But in today's readings, from the first reading from the book of Isaiah, we heard that my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. My house will be called a house of prayer not only for the Israelites, the Jewish, but all people who come in faith in God. And the psalm, we heard that. Let all the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon the earth, so that your saving power may be known among all the nations. God's saving power is extended to all the nations, the psalmist prays. And the second reading, St. Paul says, I am the apostle to Gentiles. And you know that when Christ, the time of Christ Jesus, the Jewish people did not believe in Christ. They did not believe Christ as a Messiah. So that now the grace of God, the mercy of God is now extended to the Gentiles. That means now all people who comes to know God, who comes to know Christ, have salvation. No worry about it. So within this background, we come to the gospel today. It is an interesting gospel today. We find Jesus, his disciples around him, and then the Gentile woman. She is from the place of Tyre and Sidon. It is out of the Jewish territory. So now Jesus is in the place where Gentiles live. It's the first time he is out of the Jewish territory performing a miracle. And we find a woman, a Syrophoenician woman, Gentile woman, Canaanite. Canaanites are those who do believe in polytheism. They believe in many gods. They are pagans. They are unclean, according to Jews. So this woman comes. She has a request. The request is, her daughter is tormented with demon, the devil. So she knows about Christ, even though she is a Canaanite, she is not Jewish. She knows that Christ is a healer. He is a miracle worker. And when she heard about Jesus coming here, he is here in Sidon and Tyre, she approaches Christ Jesus and requests, "Christ, Son of David." She knows he is Christ. She recognizes Christ, Son of David, and requests, "My daughter is tormented with demon. You just heal her. She needs help." It is unusual here. Usually, whenever there is a request passed out to Jesus, he responds. He says, but here Jesus never responds. He keeps silent. The disciples around him telling Jesus, "She is pleading to you, requesting to you, a Gentile woman. Listen to her, grant her, and heal her." But Jesus never listens. And he says, that is an interesting thing he says, "I was sent only to the sheep, the lost sheep of the house of Israel." So I am only sent to the chosen people, not to the Gentiles. Jesus wants the disciples to know that the faith of the Gentile woman. So he is telling, "I came only for the chosen people, not to Gentiles." But the woman, you know, she is persistent in her faith. She knows Jesus well. And she pleads, "Help me, save my daughter. You can heal her." And to invoke in her the faith, the Christ again, he is telling to her, "It is not fair, it is unfair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." It is not fair that I am here for the Jewish people. I cannot do anything for you. So he is in a way invokes the faith of the woman. And she even calls a dog. You know, for Jewish people, the dogs are unclean. The Jewish people consider the Gentiles as unclean. Dogs are unclean. Gentiles are unclean. So Gentiles are dogs. So Christ said, "The Jewish call you as dogs, unclean." He wants to say that now the salvation, the kingdom of heaven is open even to the unclean. He wants to make sure that. And from her reply, we even hear that the dogs are also grown in house. They also take care of my human beings. They are part of family. And she says, "Yes, Lord, and even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." astonished by her faith. Even I am unclean. I know that the salvation is open to me too. Astonished by her faith and persistence, God heals her daughter. Christ heals her daughter. There are two messages that we can get up from this, which is understandable from the gospel. The first one, when I read this gospel, when I went to some of the reflections, the first thing I got it was, never ever give up. Never ever give up. We are children of God, and we know God's salvation, God's saving power is not on the basis of the color, the language, the culture, the country, whether we are rich, poor, educated, uneducated. No. If you are persistent in your faith, God has an answer for you. Asking with fervor and perseverance proves that we have great faith, which is that Christ expects from us. No prayer is answered in a minute, in a day, in a month. It takes several years. We know that. So with faith, in persistent faith, we can be with God. If the prayer is sincere, if we're honest with our needs, God surely answers our prayers. The second one, which clearly the gospel says, pull down the walls of separation, the fences of separation, and God shares the universality of love. The love is shared to everyone. Very often, we separate ourselves from our surroundings. We make our own fences. We make our own walls with our selfish attitude, with our pride, with our envy, with our intolerance. No. If you show indifference to others, God never shows. God's grace will be upon them. So two things. Never ever give up your faith, whatever may be. Never ever give up your faith. Be persistent in your prayer, be persistent with your faith, and never ever separate yourself from the surroundings, from the people you meet, because salvation, God's saving, is not confined to one person, two persons. It is to all people who believe in Him, who has faith in Him. God bless you.